Boker Tov, world. We're holding today in Masechet Menachot at Daf Kuf. Can you imagine? And we're right at the Halakha Mishnah. Sider et Alechem b'Shabbat. I have to tell you that there are very, very different approaches to this sugya. We did this sugya not all that long ago in Zvachim. And at that point, I believe that I probably followed my natural tendencies of learning it like the Rambam. So I'm assuming that I did that then, and therefore this time what I'm going to do, Bezrat Hashem, is actually learn it according to the way Rashi understands it. So let's just have a little moment to think about the issues over here. There's two questions. At what point does the Lechem become Kodesh? And at what point would it become Pasul Belina? So the way that we've been learning through lately, according to Rashi, is that the Lechem becomes Kodesh only at the first Shabbos that it's on the Shulchan, and that it therefore becomes Mekudesh in order to be Kodesh Belina, but its Lina is only completed if it remains after the next Shabbos. So therefore, if you put the Lechem on the Shulchan before Shabbos, any number of days before Shabbos, it's not going to get Kedusha, have Kedushas Aguf to become Pasul, and that doesn't trouble us at all. What troubles us is if it was brought too early, so then it's Mechusar Zman, because it needs to have 7 days after the time that it was Mekudesh before you're able to be Makrevit, and that would Pasul it if it was Mechusar Zman, and we also want to make sure that it's not Pasul Belina, which would be the equivalent at the end, so to speak. This is how Rashi understands this again. And the Lechem, of course, has its own Matir. The Matir is the Shnei Bezichei Levena, and those are exactly the same thing. They become Mekudesh in the same way that the Lechem becomes Mekudesh. They become Nifsal B'Mechusar Zman, or they become a Nifsal if they were off of the Shulchan, at a time that is already after the period which should become Royal and Lina. So if they stay on the, let's say till Sunday, the next Sunday after the Shabbos that they were supposed to be taken off, then they're Pasul. And of course, if the Shtei Bezichei Levena or one of the Bezichei Levena becomes Pasul, then you cannot be Mekadesh the Lechem because the Levona is the Matir of the Lechem. And therefore, it's pretty clear what happens here in this mission. If we take this approach, Sider et Alechem b'Shabbat, v'ta b'zichim achra Shabbat. I suppose you put the Lechem Aponim on properly, on Shabbos, but you didn't put on the b'zichim Levena until Sunday, let's say, or whatever day it was. And then, as the next Shabbos arrives, you went ahead and you brought the b'zichim on the Mizbeach. Now, what would be the din over there? The Bezichim are Mechusar Zman, because they're only Kodesh after they stay on the Shulchan, having been Mekudesh on the Shabbos and being there for 7 days. And then on the next Shabbos, you bring them. So therefore, the whole thing becomes Pasul. The Lechem itself is Pasul because it would be a Mechusar Zman. And here the Matir is Mechusar Zman, which means, of course, that the Lechem cannot be eaten. And not only can it not be eaten, but it is not even Kodesh to be chayev on it in the event that it was pigol or notar or tamei. Tamei means you were tamei, not that it was tamei. And you're not chayev on it because remember, unless something is ro'i and kosher, you are not chayev on it for achila b'tumas haguf. And certainly pigol, as we know, is only chal on something that is kosher. And notar also is only if it had a time in which it was roi. But here, this lechem never had such a time. Now let's take a case where someone was besader as alechem v'eta b'zichin b'shabbat. You did it correctly, and it became kodesh on that Shabbat. But then the problem is, you didn't wait till next Shabbos, and instead you were mocked to the b'zichin before their time, on, let's say, Sunday, Monday, whatever, but l'achra Shabbat, even though the lechem remained on the Shulchan. So in this case, the Bezichin, once again, are not ro'i, because they didn't wait the full 7 days, which is what makes them roy for hakrova. And therefore, here too, they are again mechusar zman. The lechem is posel, and this is even though the lechem itself was there the whole time correctly, and even though the bezichin themselves were mekabel, the kedushas haguf at the beginning, and because you put them on Shabbos, but still, ein chayoven aleihem mishum pigel notar v'tameh, because it's mechusar zman, and you cannot be mechayev for any of those three dinim, unless you have something that was once kosher. This never was once kosher. So if you're tummy while you eat it, you're not going to be chayv. Now, how about in a case where you receive the es alechem ve'et ha-bezichim, li'achar ha-shabbat? So here you put the lechem ha-ponim on the shulchan together with the bezichim sometime during the week before the time that they were meant to be put on. And then, instead of waiting a full 7 days, you were maktir the bezichin on the following Shabbos. So then in that case, what happens is that even though they were mekabel kedusha saguf on that Shabbos, but they weren't roy for hakrava. And therefore, since they have to be for 7 days on the shulchan, both the bezichin and the lechem has to be on the shulchan for 7 days, in this case, once again, you messed things up by not waiting the full 7 days. So if you were mocked at the bezichin on Shabbos, thinking that it's the same, even though I put it on not exactly on the previous Shabbos, maybe I put it on Sunday, it's possible because, again, it is mechusar zman. Now, what should you do in such a case? In the event that you put things onto the shulchan after Shabbos. So now, instead of putting it on Shabbos, let's say you put it on Sunday. What you should do is you leave it for the second Shabbos. Because since it only becomes Kaddish on the first Shabbos that it hits, so all of those days prior to the coming Shabbos are irrelevant because they never got Kedusha Saguf. So nothing goes wrong with them. They're not going to become Posel. They only get the Kedusha Saguf on the first Shabbos that they hit. Then starts the clock ticking of the 7 days in which they now were going to stay on the Shulchan, and on the following Shabbos they'll be brought, kitikunam, and everything will be fine, and then both the Lechem and the Bezichi Levona will have been on the Shulchan for 7 days. Oh, yes, they've actually been on the Shulchan for 13 days, but who cares? Those first days don't count because they were not Mekabel Kedusha Saguf in that time, and because of that, you could just leave them till the next Shabbos. Yenechenu l'Shabbat haba, shafilu hi ala Shulchan yamim rabim, even if you leave both the Lechem and the Bezicha Levena for 13 days, 12 days, 11 days, doesn't matter. Ein b'kachlum, it has no implications because it doesn't become Kodesh b'kedushas haguf until it hits its first Shabbos. Therefore, it's not going to become Nifsal Belina. Okay, so this is basically the way that most of the Beforshim understand this again. The problem is that it doesn't sound like this in Zvachim at all, and it sounds much more like the Rambam, which is that no matter how many days that you leave it on the Shulchan after it became a Kodesh, it doesn't matter. The way Rashi is learning, as I just explained it, is no matter how many days you leave it on the Shulchan before the first Shabbos, up till, but not including a whole week, it doesn't matter. According to the Rambam, it's similar to the idea of things being left on the Mizbeach. Something that's on the Mizbeach doesn't become Posel Blina. So here too, the Shulchan is like the Mizbeach. It's left on the Shulchan. I don't care how long it's left on the Shulchan, and therefore it's not going to become Posel. Now, we know that in the Mishnah that we've had in Yoma, over there, we talk about the whole procedure. It's a machlokes over there, whether this is true on every single day that we would do this, or this is dafka on Yom Kippurim. Let's take the simple pshat. It's referring to Yom Kippur in the Mishnah. So it's non-hatam. It says in that Mishnah, Yuma, Omar, Lahem, HaMemuneh. So the Memuneh is the one who was in charge on Yom Kippur. That's the Sgan of the Kohen Gadol. He says to the Kohanim, Take a look and see whether it's really time for shechting. We'll see why we do this in a moment. If it's really time to shecht the korban tamid shaboker, because it can't be shechted in the nighttime. As you know, biyom tzavoto, only things that all avodah in the day has to be done in the day after it was already the alos hashachar. So im higia, if the kohanim, they sent up a guy to look, and he would stand all the way on top of one of the sharim, and he would say, Barkai, it is all bright up here. And that way, Barkai means the shine has come. So that means it's dawn. And yes, Matitya ben Shmuel Omer, actually, now there's machlokes how to understand who exactly is saying what. So in the Gemara itself, so Heir Pnei Kol HaMizrach might be what the original guy said, Barkai and Heir Pnei Kol HaMizrach. Or he asked him, Heir Pnei Kol HaMizrach, and then the guy on top would say, do you mean Atshe B'Chevron? And he would say, Hein, or vice versa. It was the one on the ground that would say, is it all the way bright up to Chevron? And he would say, yes. The reason that we mentioned Chevron was because we wanted to talk about the schus of the Avais who are buried in Chevron on Yom HaKippurim. Again, as I mentioned earlier, some learned this was done every day, but that's this is the Pashta. So, okay, we said Atshe B'Chevron, and he said yes. Or he would say Atshe B'Chevron. This is who exactly, as I mentioned, that's Machlokis there. Now, why did we do this? A little bit exaggerated, isn't it? So, Lama Hutzruchu Lekach, Shepam Achat Alam Or Alavana V'dimu She'ir Mizrach. Because once there was a moon on Yom HaKippurim that had come up very close to the time. Now, actually, the Gemara explains there that it wasn't this part for sure. It can't be on Yom Kippur because the moon isn't full. And they wouldn't have made that mistake, and it wouldn't have happened that it came up close to the morning. And as close to the morning means that it was reflecting Europe. That means that if that's the case, it was some other time. So this part of the mission in the end comes out to be not on Yom Kippur. But anyway, they once brought the Tamid Shel Shachar by mistake in the nighttime because they thought that the rising moon was actually from the sun. And Shachatu et HaTamid, and they had to end up burning it. Votziu leBeit HaSreifa. They ended up taking it out to the Beit HaSreifa and it was possible. So in order to avoid that, we went through this whole rigmarole. Anyway, so far, nothing yet has to do with our mission. Bringing this all in to get to the klal at the end of the mission. Then after it was time for the Shritas HaTamid, Horidu Kohen Gadol LeBeit HaTfilah, this for sure is on Yom Kippur. The Kohen Gadol was taken down to the Mokom where he was Tevel, and Zeh HaKlal Haya BaMikdash. In general, when we're talking about tefillah, anyone who is basich et raglav ta'un tefillah at any time, so anyone who is going to be oved in the Beis HaMikdash and who moved his bowels, he actually has to go to the mikveh, and kol ha'matil mayim, anyone who urinates, ta'un kedush yadayim raglayim. Fine. Okay, now, tani avua de Rebbe Ovi, that you should know, it's not only because we were talking about the Tamid, and the Tamid is a disaster, and therefore we took it to the Beit HaSreifa, but normally we wouldn't go out to the Beit HaSreifa. Not true. Lo zu bilvad, this is not the only case that we're talking about that we take it to the Beit HaSreifa. Afilo olata of shenim lekabalayla. Even, and this is certainly not done by the Tzibur, even an individual who had brought in the Lesa of, and it wasn't Nishrat, it was Nimlak. So it was only Nimlak Balayla. It is possible in the same way that the Tamid Shel Shachar was possible. And even if you did the Kmitza, now we're getting closer to our issue. Even if you did the Kmitza at night on a mincha, a private mincha, that too would have to be Yotze LeBeit HaSreifa, and everything would be possible at night. Now, the question is, I understand why an Olas HaOf is possible, because all the king's horses and all the king's men could never put Hamti together again. And we never managed to put that Olas HaOf back together again so that we could wait till the morning and do the Malika properly. Okay, apparently once it was dead, it stayed dead. But a mincha, I don't understand why you can't put the mincha back together again. A mincha, can't you just put the komets? The komets was useless, right? Because this wasn't the time for kmitza. Fine. So, therefore, it's like you never did the kmitza. So, to pick up that komets, put it back into the original mincha, wait until it turns light, and then do the kmitza properly. I don't understand what the problem is. Efshe d'mahade komets l'duchte, the komets be a mama. Put it back in and do the kmitza in the daytime as you need. Because in the nighttime, what's the problem? It's as if you didn't do anything. It's like a little bit spilled out and whatever. So what's the problem? Put it back in. So the Avuah de Rabbi Ovi, who said this brayta, he himself explained the pshat, that you see from here that klei sharet are mekachim shelo bizman. So what does that mean? That if I took the komets and I put it into the kli that was supposed to hold the komets, even though it's the nighttime, and it's not the zman for the akravas hakomets, it became kodesh, and therefore there's no way to put it back in because the rest of the mincha became shirayim, and a komets that's mixed with shirayim passels everything. So we're stuck. It's just as bad as the problem that we had with the malika of the oaf. We have to start all over again. Now here is where we get into trouble with our Mishnah. Because look, first of all, normally we follow the klal, which is the brayta. Kol hakorev bayom, kodesh bayom, hakorev balayla, kodesh balayla, bein bayom, bein balayla, kodesh bein bayom, bein balayla. So just about everything in the Beis HaMikdash is brought in the daytime. So all my normal things, all of the zvachim and all of them and achas, I bring them in the daytime, and therefore they can only get their kedushas haguf during the daytime. There are things that are brought in the nighttime, and that is things that, let's say like the menorah, which we would light in the nighttime. So that would only be kodesh in the nighttime to get kedushas haguf. Or if we're bringing davka nesachim that we're bringing based on a pasuk of balayla, then if that's the case, they will become kodesh balayla. If it's something that can be brought at any time, so that you have things that are sometimes you can be mekadesh them in daytime, or a minchas nesachim, which if you want, you can bring it at day. If you want, you can bring it at night. So then it would be kodesh bein bayom bein balayla. So doesn't this mean Isn't that what it's saying? If you can only bring it in the daytime, then you can only give it kedushas haguf in the daytime. I don't see how else you can read that. And that means exclusively in the daytime. Biyomin v'layla lo. It's mekabel its kedusha in the day, not at the night. So since the komets is only able to be put onto the mizbeach in the day, that would mean that it should not be mekabel kedusha at night. So I don't understand. The komet should be put back into the mincha. And the diak that the Avuah de Rabbi Ovi made is not true. It's clear that the kli sharis are not mekadesh shelo bizman. So how does he explain now the din of a komet being pasul and being burnt on in the Beis HaSreifa? Answers the Gemara. What it means is that it's not kadosh in order to put it on the mizbeach, but you know, it's easy to mess things up, and it's not so easy to make things good. So if you do it wrong, it becomes kadosh at least vis-a-vis you're having screwed up, and therefore it's possible, but it's not going to be kadosh for you to be able to bring on the mizbeach. That's what it means. Here is where we get to our Mishnah. Moshe Rebbe Zeir. It says in our Mishnah that if you put the lechem and the bezichin on the Mizbeach, let's say Sunday, sometime after Shabbos, and then you were makriv the bezichin on Shabbos, it's possible. Okay, what should you do? Said the Mishnah, wait until the Shabbos after that, the second Shabbos, because we don't care, even if it stayed on the Shulchan for a long time before Shabbos, it doesn't bother me, because it's not time yet for it to be Kaddish. So in other words, if it's not time for it to be Kaddish, it does not become Kaddish evenly pasel. That's what you're saying. But Isa Kadaita Klisharis or Makachin Shol Bismanan, if what you're saying is true, and at least to be Kaddish in order to become pasel, it would be Kaddish Shol Bisman. So then when you put it on the Shulchan on Yom Rishon or Yom Sheni, it should be able to become possibilina, and therefore it's not going to survive until the Shabbos after this Shabbos. Because after it's 7 days, meaning by next Sunday or Monday, whenever it was you put it on, by the time the Zman comes along, it will now have been mekudesh to become possil with lina, and that should be lina. Brilliant question. Oh, my Rabbi, oh, man, that is well questioned. Manda Kamotiv, Shaper Kamotiv, Rabbi Zera has a wonderful, wonderful question here. And the way the Mishnah speaks seems to render the explanation that we just had of the Braisa to be wrong. But, I mean, we can't just dismiss it because of Avuad Rabavin Ami Masnisikom. I remember, this wasn't Avuad Rabavin's own thinking. I mean, he had brought that Braisa that actually made it clear that it would become possibly, it would become Kadosh Li Pasel. So we're going to have to figure out an answer. I'll tell you how we should explain it. The Braita of Avud or Avin holds that if something was Makudish Balaila, and that's a big difference, if it was Makudish in the night, right before the day that it was supposed to be Makudesh. And what's your problem? Mechusar Zman? Remember that we had an old Gavi concept that was called Laila Eina Mechusar Zman. That same night, the night of that morning, that's not called Mechusar Zman. So even though it's not the time yet, there it will be kosher in order at least to become possible, because it's not Mamish Mechusar Zman. But the next wrong day, that's not going to work. Yomim would be mechusarim zman. And therefore, if you put it on Sunday instead of waiting until Shabbos, it does absolutely nothing, and we couldn't care less if it stays on the Shulchan up until the second Shabbos, because it wasn't mekudesh until its proper zman. That's a beautiful answer, except for one little problem, says the Gemara. Because sof, let's think about that. The night of the first Shabbos, okay, it's Laila, and Laila's love of Chusar Zman, correct? At least to make something kosher to become possible, Belina, okay? So now, the first Shabbos comes, and the lechem and the bezichim is already on the table from the previous Sunday or Monday. Now, problem is that since at that moment it's not Mechusar Zman, it should become Kaddish Li Pasel. And therefore, by the second, the moment that we get to the next Lel Shabbos, the second Shabbos, at night, it's already been on the Shulchan for 7 days, not properly, but you said it doesn't have to be proper to become pasul. It only has to be proper to be kosher. So therefore, since it was there at the night and Lila's not Mechusar Zman by the second Shabbos, the second Friday night, it's now going to become pasul Belina. So how did the Mishnah say it's a good idea to leave it till the next morning? It's not going to be kosher. Omar Rava, yeah, okay, that's a very good point. So I'll tell you what, it works out very easily. Because, listen, is Kohanim are no sloths, you know? The Kohen realizes that there's a problem of becoming Kodesh b'mechusar zman. So he takes the lechem off before the Lail Shabbos, and that way it was never actually Kodesh on the Shabbos. Huh? So that way it would never have become Pasul. Or Marzutra, or some say it was Ravashi, says, no, you don't have to go to such extremes. Afilatema Bisholoki then Basil. You don't have to take it off before Friday night. This is not the same as Laila Eina B'chusr Zman, man. Come on. Laila Eina B'chusr Zman means that you did everything right except it was before sunrise, right? That's all that it means. Over here, you did it on the wrong day. So we don't say that then when that night arrives. There's no such thing. If you put something on the Shulchan on the wrong day, you might as well have had a robot put it on the Shulchan. It can't become kosher if it's the wrong day. So since Kivan de Sidro Shalok Mitzvoto, you put it entirely in the wrong way, it's Nasi Kamisha Sidra Kof. It's like you had a monkey put it on. Is it going to become Kodesh with the Kedusha of a monkey? No, it's not considered to have been Mekodesh in the Kledesh. This is not reflecting on your cat, Dr. Barry. It's monkeys, monkeys. I see you're taking this personally. So therefore, there would be no problem between our Mishnah's case, the Klal and the Mishnah, the Klal and the Braita about Kol HaKosher V'Yom, and the Teretz of Avuah de Rebbe Avohu. Everything is perfect. Now this does bring us to Sir Richard. And now Sir Richard is on Richard's iPhone number 3. He may very easily get confused and give us a Zokta Helek Mishnah on Richie's iPhone number 1 or Richie's iPhone number 17. We've got to make sure somebody call Richie, tell him to tell us on Richard's phone number 3.
Rabbi, if you can hear me, I'm on the right phone.
Ah, okay, great, Rich. Okay, wonderful.
I just forgot to erase the old ones, but that's okay. By the way, just as a point of interest, I've just come back from Jerusalem at 7 o'clock. I was scheduled for an MRI. I figured for sure I wouldn't make the dot, but they did it fast, and there I am.
It's incredible. The efficiency. No, it's mamish beyond belief. I had the same thing, mamish, within minutes. Exactly on time. Anyway, we wish you a non-refuah shlema, that you shouldn't need a refuah shlema.
Shouldn't find anything.
Exactly. So they have not confirmed that you have lost your brains, right? In other words, no more. China.
But so far, so good.
Okay. That was a Helek HaMishnah confirmed by the latest technology, imaging technology. And we now begin the Shtei Halecha. All right. So let's talk about, actually, it's an interesting thing, because how many days go by between the preparation of the Lechem Aponim or the preparation of the Shtei Lechem and the time that you're actually going to be eating this Lechem? So, okay, we know normally it's not that long, but we can imagine situations that it could be quite some time. Let's talk about the Shtei Lechem. No, it's never going to be less than the second day.
Reporting in progress.
What in the world? It's never going to be less than the second day, which we call Ein Pachot B'Shtayim. It's not going to be less than the second day. And it's never going to be more than 3 days. How do you figure that? Well, figure like this. You usually bake the Shtei Lechem on Erev Yom Tov Shavuos, right? And then you eat it on Shavuos. So good. That means it's going to be eaten on the second day. Nechelet B'Yom Tov L'Shtayim. But how about if Yom Tov itself is actually on a Sunday? So Chal Yom Tov Leot Achar Shabbat. Now, you're not Deicha, not Shabbos, and not Yom Tov for the Hachana of these things that can be done before. And therefore, if the Yom Tov came out after Shabbos, you could not have baked it on Shabbos. And interestingly, you cannot have baked it on Yom Tov. And therefore, it would be Nechelat L'Sholosh, because now, why can't you bake it on Yom Tov? I mean, if we're going to eat it on Yom Tov, doesn't it say, Kol Melacha Lo Yaseh Bahem Ach, asher ye'achel l'chol nefesh, hu levado ye'aseh lachem. So doesn't that say, beferish, that if you're going to be eating it, that you can do it on Yom Tov? So what's the problem? Why would we have to bake it 2 days before? And so, as the Gemara says elsewhere, the double lachem is the point over here. And the hu levado, we're saying yaseh lachem, is lachem velo legavoa. It has to be done not for your yontif use in the Beis HaMikdash. It has to be done for your secular use, for personal use. And that would be things that are ne'echal l'chol nefesh, whatever is going to be done by everyone, but not what's done specifically for use in the Beis HaMikdash. We don't have that heter of lachem, and therefore the same way that we said before, anything that can be done before Yom Tov isn't, or before Shabbos is not doche, so to over here it's not doche, therefore you'll be eating it on the third day from the baking it. Now let's look at the lechem aponim. The lechem aponim is always going to be a minimum of the ninth day. And it's never going to be more than 11 days from the time that you baked it, meaning the 11th day. So how do you get that? Okay, normally we bake it, remember, on Erev Shabbos, and we put it on the Shulchan on Shabbos, and then the next Shabbos, which is 9 days, day number nine from the baking, is when we eat it. Okay, so it's going to be a minimum of the ninth day. But what if Yom Tov comes out on the Erev Shabbos? So then we couldn't have baked it on Yom Tov for the same reason that we couldn't have baked the Shtei Alecha. And therefore, it is Ne'echal La'asara. It's going to only be eaten the next day. The next day is day number 10. But what if the Shnei Yomim Tovim Shel Rosh Hashanah? If there's 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, which remember happens even during the time of the Beis HaMikdash because of the suffix, then we have to keep the whole day as Rosh Hashanah, and the Eidim don't show up, and so on. Then the next day is Rosh Hashanah. So then it's got an extra day. And then it's going to be eaten only on day number 11. And you cannot do it in any other way because Eino Doche, lo et HaShabbat, velo et Yom Tov. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel disagrees with this whole idea. And he quotes Rabbi Shimon ben Askan, who says that the Shtei Alechem and the Lechem Aponim is Doche Yom Tov. And that Lechem does not mean, according to him, Lechem Dafka for people of Hedyot velo legavoa. According to him, Lechem means Lechem velo la'akum. And therefore, you're allowed to bake it the same way you would bake your own challah on Yom Tov. You can bake the challahs for the Beis HaMikdash on Yom Tov. However, one thing's for sure, Eino Doche Yom Tzom. For sure, if Yom Kippur comes out on Erev Shabbos, then it's not going to be Doche Yom Kippur, obviously, because it's not eaten. And because of that, it would actually have to be baked the day before. Omer Avina, the Divrei HaOmer, Nidarim v'nidavot, ein krevim b'yom tov. So we have a machlokas about whether you're allowed to bring karbonas that are nidarim v'nidavos on Yom Tov. Now, l'chora, there should be no problem because you're going to be eating those nidarim v'nidavos. So you might think that the reason that we hold that you're not supposed to bring, according to at least that shita, that you're not supposed to bring the Darm Vinadavas on Yom Tov, is because really, Midiraisa, of course you could, because you're allowed to do things for yourself. And the Rabbanan made a gezeira. Why? Because they were afraid that people would end up not bringing their karbanas when they should. And they would say, you know what? I'm going to bring the karban now. I'm going to wait until Yom Tov. And then I'll have lots of food to eat on Yom Tov, and I'll be yotzei mekarbonos anyway. That's not the reason. The reason is actually a deraisa. And it's because of the fact that it's lachem, the lo legavoa means you can't bring the things on Yom Tov that are karbonos. And I'll prove it to you from our Mishnah, the Shtei Alechem. Shtei Alechem is a chova of Shavuos. So what are you going to say over there? maybe you'll bring your shtei alechem late? That's ridiculous, okay? This is the only time you bring your shtei alechem, okay? So there's no grounds to say the Rabbanan asr baking the shtei alechem. The only isr could be a deraisa. And it says, v'katani eino docher lo et ha-shabbat v'lo et yom tov. So you see clearly that things are considered to be asr mi deraisa because it must be where derish delachem v'lo lagavra. This is a very important Richie moment, Mr. Wright. Hadron alach shtei halechem.
Bli neder.